I spent in Vienna about 6 years, and I think it's a really very important experience because Vienna platform comprises of about 20 international organizations. So the agenda of this organization is very different, and each ambassador who is working here in Vienna should accommodate himself to these different tasks on different platforms. So I think this experience to switch on different topics, the capability to agree on very sensitive issues, is a very good prerequisite for the successful work in New York. Of course, New York is a different organization, New York organization of the United Nations. But again, if I manage to take together with me a piece of Vienna spirit, so cold and famous, because Vienna spirit is something which helps to unite, which helps to agree on something, which helps to reach a compromise on even very difficult issues. It would be great, because I think that working in New York, you should be very concentrated on finding of the final result, and spirit of compromise, which means Vienna spirit, is really very important.
And how do you think the new office, the counterterrorism office, will work with the various entities here in Vienna that are concerned with counterterrorism work?
There is a very strong unit dealing with counterterrorism agenda inside UNODC. They're working very well, speaking about the results of these activities, because they are implementing very important projects connected with prevention of radicalization in prisons, with border regimes and so on and so forth. So it's very practical contribution to fight against terrorism, and I think our cooperation with the office will continue in a very good manner as it is now.
So what do you think are the greatest challenges and the greatest opportunities in your new job?
So I think very important is to have effective unit which comprises of many countries, and this is the case. Now in this Office for Counterterrorism, it's about 30 persons from 25 countries, and I think this geographical balance is very important, speaking about the possibility of enhancing of the staff. The second very important issue I would like to raise, that we have a real gender balance inside this unit, because speaking about 30 persons, about 70% of the personnel of the unit is 70% are ladies. So I think it's again very good and promising for future, because gender equality is one of the major prerequisites for very successful work of the unit.